95.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. They're open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Come visit the Chicken House for great fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. They're also open Mondays and Tuesdays for carry-out only from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The Chicken House wants to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you. The Opie Chicken House in Opie. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 71 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Humane Society of the Flint Hills director, Stephanie Achille. Stephanie, good morning.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're going all right. How about you?
Oh, same. I'm pretty fabulous. It's finally Friday.
It is finally Friday, and we've got a few things that we wanted to talk about here, but at the lead of the list here, the way it sounds is the Emporia Animal Shelter is going BOGO. Please tell. Please tell about this.
We are. You know, if you didn't know, it has been kitten season for a little too long, and it's going to be a little bit longer than usual. So we've got nearly 150 animals at the shelter, and about 100 of them are felines. So we have a BOGO special on our cats.
How does this work?
Oh, okay. So you go in and, or even call ahead and talk to our staff. You know, whether you're looking for an older cat or a brand new kitten or two, that's the BOGO deal. But, you know, if you're looking for a particular color or demeanor, our staff is more than happy to help you find one that fits your family.
All right, so tell us how exactly it works. Once you make the call, well, what happens? What do we need to do?
Well, we need to fill out your intent to adopt. If you do want to take advantage of the BOGO special, we'll try and find either, you know, two kittens or possibly a paired-up cat couple already that came in together, or maybe that have bonded there at the shelter. There's a 24-hour hold while we do all the processing of your paperwork, and then we go from there as far as calling you or making that appointment so you can take them home.
When did your, I guess, extended cat season start? It seems like for both dogs and cats, the shelter's been either at or nearly full for quite some time, but I guess when did you notice the spike here in the local feline population?
Oh, well, I'd like to say spring, but particularly all of July. You know, kitten-wise or puppy-wise, it's been spring into summer here. But as far as adult or kind of older animals, it's been July because of 4th of July. We had quite a few returned owners, which is wonderful, depending on people either checking if their animal's been brought to the shelter or picked up, or if they've been microchipped. So, you know, we've got some really responsible community members that have checked that way and happy that we could return them to owners. But July has been tough.
Stephanie, what is the cost to adopt a cat?
Sure. So our adult cats are $40 and our kittens are $75. So depending on the combo, if you'd like to take advantage of that BOGO special, that's how it's going to roll. So if you go for two kittens, it's going to be two for $75. A cat and a kitten, I believe they may, I think we're going with the 75. And then if you go for two cats, 40.
Okay, understood. How has the reaction been? I think this has been ongoing now for about a week. And how has the traffic been so far at the animal shelter?
You know, I believe we've had a lot of traffic, a lot of phone calls and emails just about colors and, oh, I want a lap kitty, or even we do have a... We have quite a few feral cats, too. So we've got a barn cat program for those that are interested in that. We can talk to you more in detail. But pretty much, you know, the puppies and the cats get all the fames, or the kittens. So, you know, we've got plenty of those. I want to say the majority of our feline numbers are kittens, and quite a few of them are babies. So they're not quite ready for adoption. but we can line you up in order to get them when they are available.
Okay, so what is the number of the Humane Society to get the phones a ring in there, Stephanie?
Sure, your best bet actually is going to be to call our shelter directly. So it's 620-340-6345.
Okay. Stephanie, what else do you have cooking right now here for the Emporia Animal Shelter and for the Humane Society of the Flint Hills?
Lots going on. So like a lot of places here in town, we are hiring as well. So if anybody's looking for part-time or full-time work, please stop by either the Humane Society office or the shelter, and we're happy to talk to you and hopefully get you an interview here in the next week or two. We've got a Red Rocks over at William Allen White's Red Rocks House. There's an adoption event on August 28th from 10 to 12. And then we're still looking for shelter stories. If you've got a great shelter story or a pup update from adopting or volunteering at the shelter, please send those in. And then I did just post to our pet food pantry over at the shelter that helps community members that may be down on their luck or needs to, you know, stretch those pennies to the next paycheck. It's near empty. So anybody that can donate small bags of dry food or even cat food, we'd really appreciate that.
That sounds to be something that we hadn't heard about before. How long has that been in effect, and what are some of the different things that you need?
Okay. Well, we started overseeing the shelter in 2015. I believe the program's been going on for quite a while. But as far as us being low, I hate to say it, but it's been mostly a 2021 issue. Even through 2020, we've been quite low on what we've had in our pantry, but we've tried to help community members whenever they've reached out.
All right, so where are you located? Where's Humane Society office at, Stephanie?
Okay, the Humane Society office is in the Lowther South building right on 6th Street, and then the shelter's over on 1216 Hatcher.
And what are hours? That's the last thing, because I know that there was a recent expansion of hours specifically at the animal shelter.
Yes, so we are walk-in from Saturday to Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then we can set up an appointment with you Thursday or Friday.
Good information. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Akeley joining us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments, we still have Mondays and Tuesdays next week open.